Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Video games love a good old bit of cough and tickle, don't they? And often embrace the end of the human race with an evil smile on their faces. Death, destruction, and discharge are all orders of the day, so what better time than now to gather round as I am indeed Jules, this is indeed What Culture, and these are 10 video game apocalypses you can't forget. Number 10, Dragon Rot, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. Imagine a world which reacts to how badly you're performing in life. Not a fun thought, right? But that's exactly what the purpose of Dragon Rot is within Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. Dragon Rot is a particularly nasty disease which has the ability to take down even the strongest of bodies with wheezing and hacking coughs. And the worst part is that the severity of this illness isn't even down to you, it's down to someone else. Every time you die in Sekiro, you have the chance of spreading the rot around the world, and the only way to cure this is with extremely rare items. Not that it's even worth it, as a few deaths or bad choices by this other person and you'll be back to hacking up what amounts to road tar. It's a sickness that shows the selfishness of resurrection, that for every life you require to get through your mission, you're taking the life essence from others. Number 9. Cordyceps Brain Infection, The Last of Us. The first time I entered an abandoned tower block in The Last of Us and was embraced by the brutal intensity of a clicker, I knew that this was an infection I never wanted to be a part of, despite how desperately it wanted to be a part of me. This parasitic fungal infection is a grotesque, body-altering bastard of a disease that puts its host through varying forms of horror and ends up completely controlling their body. It's unclear whether there's any humanity left of the victim after a while, but there is no doubt that this would be a terrible and painful end. And the means of infection are so hard to bypass, not only being spread by bites and scratches, but also through spores that are seemingly everywhere. If this happened in real life, there would be next to nothing we could do, as the spread of the sickness and the speed and aggressiveness of the infected would likely see the world collapse overnight. And after learning that this is a real fungal infection that takes over the minds of ants, it's probably the closest to a world-ending illness waiting to jump species that we'll see on this list, which is not a good thing in the slightest. Number 8. The Dollar Flu, The Division. When it comes to shopping, Black Friday absolutely sucks. It's full of people screaming and shouting over a saving of 5%, the roads are always rammed, and there's no worse examples of how low people will sink in order to make sure that they get a good deal. And it's actually Black Friday that we have to blame for the deadly virus that forms the backbone of Tom Clancy's The Division. The dollar flu is essentially a weaponized version of the smallpox virus, which was distributed around during the mania of Black Friday. While victims initially possess no symptoms, it's possible for them to infect others during the incubation period, ensuring that it travels very fast and far. With the pushing and shoving, the virus spread quickly, and suddenly families weren't shopping for flat screens, they were just laid out flat. While most people who've worked in retail might pray for such a virus to take out the more bolshy of customers, this virus took no prisoners and wiped out all but 5% of the population, who then, for some reason, set about trying to murder each other. It's a bit of a doubly grim event when you look at it like this. Die by the disease or live long enough to be shot because somebody wanted to try and loot that sweet purple hat you had. Likely this is pretty much what would happen in real life, and for that reason alone, it is a huge no thanks from me. Number 7. The Flood, Halo. While the flood from Halo might look like a combination of materials that you'd find under a decrepit bus seat, they're actually one of the most deadly predators out there, with the ability to take out any species with a single spore. Living or dead, they don't care. They'll infest and infect everything that they can and have it join their masses. Before you know it, their numbers will have spread to an astronomical level, and the world as we know it will have been turned into a landmass of disgustingly gross spore growths. The only way minds of the past thought to deal with this was to lock them up and eradicate all life in order to starve them of food. Which is pretty grim, right? So the next time that you see a shooting star in the sky, lock your doors, barricade your windows, and ensure that any entry point is sealed to the brim. Because all it takes is for one tiny microscopic spore to weave its way into your system, and that's it. Game over. Number 6. Vampirism. The Elder Scrolls Skyrim. While it might be fun to stay up all night, avoid sunlight and drink as much blood as possible, being a vampire definitely has a ton of setbacks. For one, you don't usually just sparkle in the sunlight, you actively have your flesh burned off, and in Skyrim, it is not much fun at all. Here, this is a disease that will take over the body if not cured within 3 days, and chances are that you're not going to be able to get to a doctor in time, as remember, this is a world where it's hard to get a memo processed within that time frame at some companies, so you're likely going to be fanging and hanging pretty soon. Once you fail to find said cure, you'll find that sunlight is now your mortal enemy. You'll be on a constant quest for blood, and the population will witch hunt you out of every living quarters you try and mark as your own.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Bloaty Head, Theme Hospital. While we often remark that people can sometimes be a bit big-headed, it's not often that that statement is stapled to someone with a literal big head. And if you've ever played Theme Hospital, you'll know the fear and terror that is bloaty head. According to the game, this is contracted by sniffing cheese and drinking unpurified rainwater, and soon the victim's cranium expands to an abnormally large level, causing incredible discomfort. I mean, yes, it is hilarious to look at, but imagine this in real life. Walking through doors would be a chore. And what if you sneezed? And worse still, I'm sure that we've all sniffed a cheese before in our time, so it's likely to infect the whole nation. I mean, Yorkshire is literally built on cheese and crackers, so they're going to be the hardest hit, and it is so upsetting to see a region punished for its love of the whiffy stuff. Plus, I don't think that my head can get much bigger. I've got too much of an ego as it is. Number 4, the genophage. Mass Effect. Now for possibly the most brutal entry on this list, the genophage, which has shocking repercussions to its victims. Originating as a biological weapon in Mass Effect, it was deployed as a means to combat the Krogan race's love for war and violence by slowing the birth rate of the species itself, crippling its future war efforts. I don't need to state how manipulating the reproductive rates of a life form is incredibly horrible, and one need only look at films like Children of Men as an example of how this would likely play out in real life. Over time, our race would die out as pregnancies became rarer, and so too would the hopes of a cure. This would create class divides, horrible structures of breeding those who managed to have children, and a deifying of the young as others die out. And trust me, the youth have got enough problems as it is. I do genuinely feel sorry for them. At least you can look to rectify this in the Mass Effect games, but in real life, chances of a cure from a singing Salarian are pretty low indeed. Number 3. Ashen Blood. Bloodborne. Every time I play Bloodborne, I'm reminded how beautifully realized, detailed, and intricate its world is. From the gothic architecture to the way that the world intersects with one another, it's just a thing of nightmarish beauty. But it also reminds me that I never want to visit there because I don't want to be driven insane and then devoured by the many horrible beasts. And that's if you don't end up becoming one yourself. The city of Yharnam is a playground for an elaborate set of increasingly nightmarish creatures that have lost any sense of reason and are hellbent on your decimation. And it's so worrying to find out that at one point these beasts were human. What has turned them into these monsters was a disease born of infected blood, which through ministration the healing church tried to purify but ended up making it worse. Imagine this happening in real life, with the infected either becoming slaves to a higher power looking to kill you, or beasts also looking to kill you, but also then munch on you like a kebab. If our world followed this same sequence of events that led to the demise of old and current Yharnam, there would be no hope for any of us. And from the amount of brutal deaths that I've experienced in Bloodborne, I wouldn't last 5 minutes in this hairy, scary new world. And I suspect that neither would the majority of the populace either. Number 2. The Bubonic Plague. A Plague Tale, Innocence. Now here's the thing, the bubonic plague definitely already happened within our world, but A Plague Tale, Innocence steps this up further than possibly reality ever could to make it even more horrifying. And it does this through the use of a tsunami of infected rats. Yes, friend, I too am out. Imagine not only having to contend with boils, sores, and eventual death, but also Rizzo bloody rat in his family trying to eat you like a pack of opened ham. If we were to see this implemented into a modern-day setting, there would be mass panic and the casualty count would skyrocket. The bubonic plague causes horrific symptoms such as fever and vomiting, and trying to outrun a literal sea of rats in this condition would be impossible. Now, to be fair, with today's treatment, the mortality rate could be as low as 15% per person, but it's the rats, man. The biting and clawing tide, they just wouldn't stop. It's like the Skaven from Warhammer have finally come to fruition, and I want none of it. Get out! And number 1, the T-Virus, Resident Evil. How could you not do a list this specific and not mention one of the most legendary viruses to inject its way into gaming? Mutating and developing into more violent forms as the series progressed, Resident Evil is the epitome of a plague that would rip this world apart if it happened in real life. Originally intended to be a method of turning humanity into gods with superhuman speed and strength, thanks to the horrible abuse of power and also the fact that it doesn't work on like 90% of its victims, the Umbrella Corporation created an outbreak of the T-Virus that caused caused the entirety of Raccoon City to be infested with zombies, amongst other things. The necrosis, need to feed on the living, and increased durability of the infected make it a terrifying threat. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, as we have the G-Virus and anything made by Tricell and the other bioterrorist organisations within the franchise. Even with Chris Redfield's massive arms, I don't think the majority of humanity would survive such a horrible outbreak.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.